Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EZMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Woo-hoo. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, Bellstar. How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good morning, Tech Guy. Good morning, Space King is here.
Long time no see.
Yeah, no kidding.
Long time no hear.
Long time no hear, right. Well, that too. Long time no see for the show.
Yeah.
Which, we got a fun show. We have a great company on this morning, mm-hmm. Oil Slick. They make the really...
Tools to help you concentrate.
Oh, my God, don't you love it?
Uh-huh.
Cute. They do. They make the tools to help you concentrate. So for all those concentrators out there who like your oils and dabs and waxes and all those fun things, these accessories, these little containers, are awesome.
And make your life easy.
Oh, and they're super cute, and they're fun, and they're convenient, and they're just great. And we're going to talk to this company in just a moment. But did you hear what... the judge said about...
We were talking about this morning.
Yeah, pot patients selling to other pot patients. We're going to read just a little clip here from the Phoenix New Times blog. Hang on, let me get to this. We'll let the music die out here. What are you vaporizing over there? Is that holy smoke?
Mm-hmm. A little bit of angel's gift.
Oh, that is a gift.
Lemon.
Holy smokes is a gift.
Lemon, orange, and tea tree.
Accoutrement for your cannabis. Judge, medical marijuana patients can sell pot to other patients because law is vague. So this is what it says. Arizona's medical marijuana law is so vague, the state can't prosecute patients who sell pot to other patients, a Pima County Superior Court judge has ruled. The offbeat July 2nd ruling and dismissal of a criminal case by Judge Richard Fields has the potential to open up all sorts of entrepreneurial opportunities for Arizonans to sell marijuana legally if it survives the appeal. Let's see. It says the case began October 8, 2013 with an indictment of Jeremy Allen Matlock on three felony counts in connection with the sale and growing of marijuana. Matlock's public defender, Sarah Bullard, filed a motion to dismiss the case because, based on the premise that Matlock was immune from prosecution. She argued that Matlock, a registered cardholder who was approved for cultivation at the time of his indictment, never violated the voter-approved Arizona Medical Marijuana Act because the law allows patients to sell marijuana to other patients. Although voters in 2010 approved a system of regulated dispensaries to sell marijuana, part of the act text that is now enshrined in Arizona Revised Statute 362811 states that a registered qualifying patient or registered designated caregiver is not subject to arrest, prosecution, or penalty in any manner for various marijuana-related offenses. Here's where it gets interesting. Those qualified Arizonans can't be prosecuted for offering or providing marijuana to a registered qualifying patient or a registered designated caregiver for the registered qualifying patient's medical use or to a registered nonprofit medical marijuana dispensary if nothing of value is transferred in return and the person giving the marijuana does not knowingly cause the recipient to possess more than the allowable amounts of marijuana. That's a mouthful, especially with no commas. I was thinking that myself. And there's a lot of the word registered in there. But without punctuation, Judge Fields notes in his ruling, see below for full text, it can be interpreted in at least two different ways. The Pima County Attorney's Office reads it one way, that patients and caregivers can't sell, give their pot to anyone if something of value is transferred. Bullard and her client wanted the clause read in a different way, read her way, the whole nothing of value part affects only those cases in which the patient sells to a dispensary. Another clause in the law states, any cardholder who sells marijuana to a person who is not allowed to possess marijuana for medical purposes will have his or her card revoked, implying that a cardholder who sells pot to a person who is allowed to possess it under the AMMA would not face revocation. Arizona's rule of lenity requires that if a law has more than one interpretation, the one more lenient to the defendant must be applied. If a law has more than one interpretation, the one more lenient to the defendant must be applied. Put it all together, Fields writes, and the law necessarily implies that a qualifying patient can sell marijuana to another qualifying patient. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
Well, they do it in California. They're all part of collectives and co-ops, and, you know.
Look up Craigslist in Phoenix.
Oh, and you can look up Craigslist in any town, and they're all over. Not that Craigslist is legal.
Not in Tucson.
No? They took it off the charts in Tucson?
I'm surprised Phoenix.
Oh, no, I'm not surprised at Phoenix. They're a little there.
The dairy? Yeah.
Well, it's a huge city. There's almost 6 million people there, right. So, you know.
I think that right there is great because, you know, some people, especially people that are new to this, they're, you know, really scared and worried about, you know, going out to dispensaries and stuff like that. Some of it is their first time, and they may know somebody that's a friend to them or a family member that already is certified and, you know, can help them out in that way.
Really,
so that
what it is, you're just going to picking up their meds for them.
Right. Same thing.
Right. Well, and if you are, like you said, if you already know someone, you trust them,
right.
You know what they grow.
I think it's an easier, you know, access point for people to, you know, learn more about this and get more involved in it.
Like my aunt, she is, she's usually home and she doesn't leave and she's a card holder and I've always thought, you know, if there's any other time that she needs me to help go get her medication, I can go pick it up for her and then bring it to her.
Right.
You know, and
that's so much
just
easier than this whole caregiver register,
mm-hmm.
fingerprint. Let's do, like, why? They don't keep track of what caregivers are
right.
selling to their patients or getting reimbursed for anything like that. It's kind of silly. But you know what? I think we've got Oil Slick on the line. Oh, my goodness. You ready for Oil Slick? This is going to be fun. All right, let's see if we got our technology set up here. We'll come back to this discussion because, like in California, I think it's, you know, I don't even know how they're doing it in Colorado or Washington now. I mean,
well, Colorado.
Oh, I know it's legal, but like you said, can you go over to your friend's house and just get it from them then? Or who knows? All right, let's see who we got on the line here with Oil Slick. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, this is Bell Star and the Canada Kid. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's a beautiful day in Washington.
What? Wow. Raining? Sunshiny?
For us, we don't consider it rain unless it's coming in horizontally. So there's a little sun and there is, yes, precipitation, but it's still beautiful.
Well, Josh,
like
thank you for joining us on this beautiful, no sideways rain day.
Yeah, in Arizona. Good morning.
Well, yeah, good morning, Arizona. We take rain in any form. It doesn't matter.
We
it's
do not
like
care. It
the
can
dew
come down
counts
sideways.
As rain. In the morning, we're like, look, it rained. It's just the dew. But no.
We just had our whole monsoon this last week, and I think that was the 5 days of rain that we are supposed to get for the year. So
yeah, that was it.
We're
maybe.
Good.
Well, Josh, I'm not sure. I met Maureen at the Cannabis Cup. I don't know if I got the pleasure to meet you for a moment, if you were in the booth at that time, but we love your products. They're absolutely incredible. Tell us about them.
Oh, well, you know, thanks for the compliment. It never really ever gets old. I remember the first time that somebody stopped me and said, hey, you know, Oil Slick, I love your guys' stuff. And I was thrilled. I was like, you know, a kid, you know, like in his first day, and it was awesome. And then it's been about 1,000 years since then, and I still never, ever get tired of it. I think it's awesome that we've been able to help so many folks with such simple problems and also kind of be a part of this amazing movement that's swept the West Coast and is obviously sweeping across the country, and we just got back from Europe. We're making waves over there too. So our company, you know, you were saying our slogan earlier that we make tools to help you concentrate. Well, you know, there are lots of different kinds of extracts out there. There are water extractions, bubble hash, etc. There's alcohol extracts and butane extracts, and now even terpene extracted extracts like limonene extracts and the like. So we make tools to make it easier to handle, make, store, contain, use all cannabis extracts, all concentrates. So that's why we say we make tools to help you concentrate. That and because it's funny. So we make a ton of different stuff. We make a bunch of containers. We make a bunch of different types of pads. We even have some PTFE Teflon-type products for the extractors. And we've got more coming. So, you know, in a nutshell, we're a company that's always innovating to solve the problems of kind of a new part of this ancient plant.
And when did you start your company?
Well, we started with our very first stuff about 3.5 years ago. We're a bunch of pot snobs up here in Bellingham, Washington, and the concentrates have actually been around since my dad was a young guy in the 1960s. But it was really only the domain of some of those hippies and growers that were in the know on how to make what was then mainly alcohol extracted oils. And back then they would, you know, mix it or paint it onto their joints or in their spliffs or smoking in a bowl. But one of the things that changed in the mid-2000s is the glass blowers, the lamp workers, the people who make the vaporization tools really started changing the game with new ways of using the concentrate. And at the same time, concentrates like BHO came out, and guys like Bubble Man and Mila started doing more to purify the water extracts as well. So you had a combination of both technology on the use side of things and also on the manufacturing side. So we just started seeing it blowing up everywhere, and we had problems with, you know, containers, lip balm containers full of oil. We had problems with oil all over our tabletops and on our, you know, living room floors. We had problems, physical problems that we wanted to fix for ourselves. So as we explored that, we just started coming out with stuff, started researching about quality, about some of the different properties of different materials, and we still do that to this day. We're always thinking about it.
You have quite a background with this. You think, you know, you're going to talk to someone, they're like, yeah, I like pretty colors and containers.
Yeah.
And you've been doing this for a million years with your, sounds
we
like
definitely
your
got some history
there.
With
yeah,
it,
that's
for, with
awesome.
The father.
I've also been dabbing for an hour because I thought that you guys were an hour behind us, but apparently you don't do daylight savings time in Arizona. So you caught me one hour into my morning concentration session. So
Jeez,
you'll have to just
so
cut me off
really
if I ramble.
You're really concentrating hard over there.
This one thing about the concentrate is that it really does take a little bit of the fuzziness out of actually using flower or the, you know, vaping on buds, because you're going to lose that plant part of it, but you still have the pure part of the plant, and it just kind of gives you a lot more...
it's in your face. It's THC.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the highest level of THC you've dabbed or consumed?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, cannabis is a really amazing plant, and it's got hundreds and hundreds of cannabinoids that are associated with that plant. And when you make an extract, a lot of that gets left behind. So I have dabbed concentrates that were, you know, just unbelievably pure. I recently got to try a bunch of this clear concentrate, the holy water they talk about. That's probably some of the strongest THC levels I've had. But, you know, I've been more impressed personally with some of the therapeutic oils that are coming out of the high CBD strains. I have back issues, and as anybody, by the way, if you're approaching 40, you probably got something that aches in your body. And the CBD oils have been unbelievably therapeutic. And now, don't get me wrong, I love flowers. In fact, maybe it is because I'm a little older than many in our company or in this scene, but I still have a very firm place in my everyday use for flowers, just because sometimes I need that whole cannabis. But there are other times when I don't want, like you said, the fuzziness, which, I can really appreciate sometimes. I love that fuzziness. But, but there are times when all you want is just a very high THC or a very potent CBD or something like that. And those times, for me, I find the most, I guess, therapeutic relief from using concentrates. And that said, I don't know what it's like in Arizona, but some of the bubble hashes, these guys are really stepping their game up to full melt ice water extractions, which give you they give you a more whole spectrum than extracts made with polar or non-polar solvents, as opposed to water.
Because you're not able to burn anything off.
So that's technically your chemical-free extract or concentrate.
Yeah. Water is a solvent. Water is a solvent, and it works really, really well if you know a little bit about temperature and if you understand some of the physics involved in separating those trichomes. I've seen my good friend Mark from, that's the Bubble Man from Fresh Headies. I've seen him take his dry sieve screens and clean keef, maybe get rid of 90% of the keef he started with, and what's left over is just the whitest, most melty hash you've ever seen, and it just disappears on a nail just like concentrate would.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And those items inspired you to make your concentrate accessories.
Well, we are users of cannabis concentrates more than anything. So yeah, it's like any great idea. You start with a need. Usually, it's a personal need, and then as we started our company, our very first product was basically a silicone baking product made out of a different silicone than what they use in the food industry. We wanted something like a mat that you would use to bake cookies, but we didn't want to use the food-grade silicone. There's all kinds of extractables, all kinds of elements that are okay with the Food and Drug Administration, but not okay with us. So we started using medical-grade silicone to do that, and it was a pretty basic innovation. But since then, as we've listened to our customers, as we've run into other people, as we're constantly watching and listening to the market, the solutions get more and more finite. So from there we came out with containers, and from the containers we improved the closures, and then we changed the sizes and the shapes. We went into, and now we're getting into PTFE, which is hardened against nonpolar solvents, which is perfect for making extraction. And so we hope to always be listening and thinking about what's next and coming up with solutions to those challenges.
Absolutely. And how many different products do you have? I know we've got half a dozen little items in our shop now, which is fun.
You've got them all. I think you've got everything we're making right now. We've got two or three in the hopper that you'll be seeing in the next few months. But it's a good half dozen. And another thing, and this is on the less practical side, we also like our stuff to look cool, and that's important to us. At the end of the day, a container is a container, and it can be a plain green container. It can be something exciting that you actually want to have on your table. And so we have paid a lot of attention to color and to what's the popular color trends that you'll see, everywhere from your Keurig coffee machines to, the stuff that's on sale at Target. We pay a lot of attention to that, too, because we know that our customers are typically younger, and And, you know, even grown-ups like pretty colors, it turns out.
This is true. This is, but I don't know that there are any grown-ups in the room here, so we'll have to ask
them. No, I know. Well, I'm certainly not one, but I like pretty colors.
We'll find one and ask one later. Well, they are beautiful, and they feel really good. They're nice. They are slick. And the little pads that you have to actually, you could, like, put out your little butter or your shatter or your oil all on this nice little slick pad there. So they're medical grade, so the product won't stick to any of this stuff, right? Is that what?
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. The product doesn't stick. I mean, that is the most important thing. If the product sticks, well, we've kind of screwed up. And we're not super slick, so yes, that is the first part of it.
I'm actually holding a little jar that some of the concentrate comes here in Tucson, and it's not an oil slick product because I haven't gotten one yet.
And you're
And I'm picking it up today.
Yeah.
But I have it does. It sticks all to the sides, and what I have noticed, I've had friends that have the oil slick, and it doesn't. Get that where you have to scrape it off the side.
No,
and you don't
comes
lose
off really
any,
easily.
You don't
yeah.
lose any medicine, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. And don't you work with a company called Kindtray?
Yeah, we do. Kindtray is one of those companies that has taken our stuff and incorporated it into the things that they do. We always love it when people do that. You know, we're a very community-based company, and it's probably because the cannabis industry is a very community-based, word-of-mouth sort of community. So Kindtray was just one of those perfect fits, and we love those guys. We just saw them at the last cup, and they've got some great, great rolling trays that are kind of upgraded for dabbing. So they're dabbing trays, and they use our stuff, and we love it.
There you go. Yeah, they're beautiful, the handmade wooden trays, and all these oil slick accessories fit right in there. You can take them anywhere. And it does. It makes it nice, you know. When you've got a nice little tray to carry your accessories in, you look, you know, it's professional, it's fancy, mm-hmm. and it's neat. You don't want to lose your product. I mean, that's for sure. You want to keep track of it. It's expensive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's worth keeping in quality containers for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So, any idea what can you share, and any little secrets of what's coming up next, or?
Oh God, you know, I would love to, but. You know, your co-host there just mentioned they have one of the oil slick knockoffs. You know, we came out, the oil slick was the first in the industry to come out with this stuff. We kind of created an industry, and since then, everybody's looking to see what we do next. They're looking to see what we do next because we're really the only ones doing the next thing. So I hate to be cagey, but we have learned to kind of keep our mouths shut about what's coming next before we see it on Alibaba.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, we already know that we're dealing with a great product already, so we know that it's just only going to get better. So I mean, it's not like waiting is necessarily a bad
Well, if I was to give you a hint, I would say think about some of the things that really, really bug you about oil, maybe how it gets stuck to your fingers, or maybe how you use it or something like that, and you can be guaranteed that we have a solution for it and that we're working on it. And our research and development group is a pretty exciting group of young people, and they don't wear lab coats, but they are always trying out new stuff. So
It's great.
That's awesome.
Where are you going to present this product? Will we see it at High Times Cup in San Bernardino maybe?
You'll probably see us at the Seattle Cup. It's probably that's our backyard, and it's usually where we do big releases. But you know, sometimes you can't wait, so your patients may see it at your access point before they see it at any big event. Sometimes we just can't wait, and we get right in touch with our retailers. You know, we're really lucky. We've got about 600 great retailers in the U.S., and we've got thousands of shops that go through other distributors, and we have sometimes found that that's the best network to launch new product.
Well, we're excited to be amongst those that are selling your product, and you can actually go to Oil Slick, what is it right here? I've got the website up right now.
OilSlickPad.com.
Yeah, and if you go, you can look at retailers, and we'll be up there soon. We just started working with Oil Slick and Josh, so I know they're their software people will put up on their retail site, but you can check all their products out, where they sell them. You can shop online, and they're just awesome. They're really great. We love them here. I was really excited when I saw you guys at the Cup in Sonoma, San Francisco area. So it's just a pleasure to have you on and keep making awesome products, and we can't wait for the sneak preview of what's coming next.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on. Maybe we'll do it again when we come out with the next thing, and we will definitely be in touch. I'm gonna go on mute and listen to the rest of your show.
Oh, awesome! That's excellent. And yes, when you get ready to launch your next one, we can do a radio show on it. That'd be fantastic.
Awesome stuff. Thanks,
well,
guys.
Well, thank you so much. Yes,
take
enjoy
care.
The rest of your dabbing morning.
All right. Stay concentrated.
Thank you.
Stay calm.
You too. Awesome.
Wow.
Oh, they're great. Their booth is, talk about colorful. Holy smoke.
Well,
you walk up to this booth and it's just everyone.
Just the people that they're working
super
with.
Friendly.
And
oh, yeah, there's
the kind tray.
Showing them.
That's quite
their
a little,
product.
That would be something. It's all organized
so the,
and something
the,
put
the
on
kind
the table.
The kind trays are really beautiful. I don't even know what kind of woods they're using, all different varieties of woods. They're trays to put all your accessories in. So we're going to have them on our show. They gave me a joint tray, which is great. You fit 3 or 4 joints in there. But the trays that we're talking about actually have little spots for the oil slick accessories. They've got some that look like bouncy balls. It's kind of cool looking. There's some that are just kind of cylinders.
Shapes and sizes and colors, like Josh
they're
was saying.
They're swirly, yeah.
Adults love colors, too, and so you can pick up one that's a solid color. Actually, it's kind of gravitated. I do like colors, but I actually like a clear one. They have a nice clear one, which I really like, which I'm taking home today. they are $5.
I know.
Here, the smaller ones,
awesome.
And then the larger ones are 10 bucks.
And they're going to last a lifetime.
Yeah.
And they're medical.
You don't have to worry about this ever being destroyed.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could take your little accessory to the counter at your local dispensary and say, fill this up, please, instead of putting it in your other thing.
Right.
Let's just cut right to the chase because you're going to have to scoop it out of that other thing and put it in here, and you're going to lose some, and let's recycle.
Right, because once you get it out of there, it's usually all crumbled together. And then Tucson, it's a hot town. You get in the car, it practically melts by the time you walk out the door.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, we're talking about concentrated trichomes and all this deliciousness, THC that's all packed together. Or, the shatter's already together.
The shatter's already melted. It's now oil.
Right. But it's just a nice thing to have, to be able to, keep it all in there. It seals up very nice. I wanted to ask him, it's made of the silicone grade.
Medical grade.
Medical.
Yeah, medical grade. The autoplastic or whatever you want to, you can read all about too, but.
Anyway.
Josh, if you're there, we still have more questions, you can blog in. But you know what else you can do? Listen to a really great song.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting.
Walk into my house, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friends damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's pizza time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with 2 super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, here we go. We are back on Weedsday Wednesday. Welcome back, everybody, to the show. We had Oil Slick on just now. And if you want to check it out, I didn't even tell them to do shout-outs, but it's oilslickpad.com. They've got a whole assortment of fun concentrate accessories. So for your dabs and your oils and your butters and your shatter. You know they spell butter, B-U-D-D-E-R?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Because it almost sounds
waxes,
like...
Waxes, butter. Whipped. Yeah, almost, yeah,
uh-huh.
Butter. I wonder if they got that at the country crop bucket. Whipped concentrate.
Whipped.
That's the next one, easier to use.
Whipped
lighter.
Concentrate.
Less calories.
Uh-huh.
For the girls. Concentrate light, just kidding.
Higher
just being American.
For your delight.
Exactly.
Yeah, very nice.
excuse me. So, we have a whole line of pot patients outside, ready to buy pot from other patients. Are you guys ready? I'm just kidding. You know, because the judge is willing. Cannabis kids looking at me like, what are you doing?
Wow.
You have to remember what time it is. Don't have to right now.
No, they're not. And if they are, they're, you know, they're like us. They're not really probably making a whole lot of sense trying to wake up and read articles and have decent conversations. And Josh had already been dabbing for an hour, poor guy. He thought we were... Very concentrated for
it's
having
good.
Dabbing for that long.
Very good. Right?
Not that dabbing makes you not concentrated, but the one dab I tried, I needed to just focus. Maybe that's what it does. Makes you concentrate.
Well, yeah.
So go to tumbleweedhealthcenter.com, and if you go to the little products link there, you can see what the Oil Slick products look like. There's a little picture there, and we've got some new vaporizers here in the shop you can check out, Cloud V and Sky Cloud
Vaporizers.
I really
like how Tumbleweeds has done this, their site, the site of the thing where...
The website. Thank you. I know, I don't know what we're smoking over here. It's been an unconcentrated morning. But if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check out their product link, and when the software gurus get real savvy, they'll link to other products soon. That's happening. But you can also check out the news section, because did you know that Colorado was selling like 10 tons of marijuana a month?
Oh, God.
Holy mother of marijuana. Did you read that? The nation's first market study about the after effects. The nation's first market study about the after effects of the legalization of marijuana in Colorado is out, and the numbers are huge.
Oh my goodness.
To say the least. It appears that over 10 tons of recreational marijuana is being sold every single month. The Marijuana Policy Group, in conjunction with the Department of Revenue, have found that marijuana demand in the Rocky Mountain state is drastically larger than what was once believed. Duh. Based on the first 3 months of recreational marijuana sales, Colorado is on pace to consume 260,000 pounds of marijuana this year alone. That's just the first year. These numbers are quite the surprise, as this number turned out to be a third larger than what was expected. The data was collected using a tracking system specifically designed for the marijuana industry for commercial growers and dispensaries to assist in keeping track of inventory. The tracking system also proved that the majority of recreational sales are from out-of-town visitors to Colorado. Right on. See, there you go. And that just shows everybody the demand and the need for marijuana. And they're selling it to mostly, oh my gosh, 700 pounds a week to out-of-state consumers. Can you believe that? 700 pounds a week.
And
that's
they're doing
crazy.
Really good in being able to give money
and
back
to the
community.
And they're doing studies. Yes, they're giving. They're already donating back. Sorry, 700 pounds a day. Our tech guy just redid the math. Sorry, 700 pounds a day. They're giving money back to schools. They're improving roads already. They're supplying jobs already for the community. I mean, come on,
you know,
think about what.
I'm not really a big fan of cold weather, but I might just make a move.
Yeah, Colorado's sounding more and more attractive.
Really,
but the
nice
thing is, I don't think anyone really has to move where they are right now, because give it a couple of years and the whole country is going to have just
right
regulation
just
galore.
Saying, yeah, it's all happening
yeah
really
it
fast.
It is all happening really fast.
At the same
fast
time, didn't we just have another state legalize?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
New York
marijuana
and Minnesota.
So, I mean,
both.
The numbers are
23
counting.
And
24.
Well, and D.C. So that makes.
Well,
and 24,
D.C. doesn't really count.
Oh, it counts.
It counts.
It totally counts. They.
But
it's
not
another,
well, yeah,
yes, it
yeah
does. It's a state. They just don't call themselves one.
Yeah, yeah.
But everyone in D.C. will tell
you
they call
like get
where
do
they
leveled
live
out?
Northern,
where do they live?
Northern Southern California. Northern California should just be its own separate. I'm just kidding. Anyway, yeah, exactly. So 700 pounds a day. Anybody need a job in the marijuana industry?
Right.
Wow. So there's a new bill in Illinois that allows minors and epileptics medical marijuana. I think this is great. I think that they're also going to just open the way not to just very specific illnesses, but Illinois will be expanding its medical marijuana pilot program to allow medical marijuana for patients with epilepsy, which will include children. Governor Pat Quinn just signed the new bill. Governor Quinn stated this new law will help alleviate the suffering of many adults and children across the state. Epilepsy is a debilitating condition, and this much-needed relief will help to reduce some of its symptoms for those who endure seizures. The Compassionate Use of Medical Cannabis Act is now designed to help our fellow citizens of all ages by allowing its strictly controlled use for specific medical conditions. The new bill will allow patients suffering from seizures, including those characteristics of epilepsy, get access to medical marijuana under the Illinois Compassionate Use of Medical Cannabis Pilot Program, which was approved in 2013 but has yet to be fully implemented. The first dispensaries are expected to open late this year, early 2015. The bill also allows minors 18 and under to have access to medical marijuana for epilepsy or any other qualifying medical condition for medical marijuana. Minors will be limited to marijuana extracts, such as oils and infused edibles. In addition to a doctor recommendation, minors will also need parental consent to enroll in the medical marijuana program. Oh, that's cool. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
I
like
know edibles thing can be strong, though. See, this is where, I mean, they really need to be careful with what they do with edibles in children, too, because
mm-hmm
they're really strong.
Well, you know how you
they
were talking about have a couple pieces medicated and then the rest.
Or just have one bar that just has enough medication in it. You can eat the whole bar, and it's just the right dose.
Well, there's children's vitamins. There's,
gummies. There's all sorts of things that they'll be able to
you
do.
You keep those away from your kids, so
yeah.
You keep this away.
And you would keep this away. You would hope that they would. Yeah. Just like with
yeah
animals or
you
anything
know
else, you've got to be careful.
Get the
and
tidy Tidy lids.
Yeah,
and
prescription lids that, you know, you can't even open on a good day. What you got over there?
Well, I got
a cannabinoid profile.
It's a crash course in THCA, which is the precursor to THC. And it's the acidic part, which actually exists for only minute quantities in the living parts of the plant. In living cannabis, THCA is the most abundant cannabinoid and terpenoid, potentially reaching over 30% of dry weight of any cannabis plant immediately after harvest. The THCA begins to be converted into THC, a process quickened by exposure to heat and sunlight. One main reason cannabis is cured is to convert the THCA into THC, as well as drying it out to make it easier to burn, thus releasing the remaining THC as THC. Knowing the decarboxylation, cannabis is crucially in making edibles, where only the pre-cooks the bud before making it into butter, to rise the potency of the converting the THC to THCA to THC. Like all cannabinoids, they exist in the living cannabis plant, and THC is a non-psychoactive, or THC is the non-psychoactive part. Through it, it stimulates the appetite like THC. It also is a powerful anti-inflammatory and helps fight off cancer and other tumors. Aids it with sleep and stable compounds which react chemicals that claim that it's very unstable and will be broken down into the THC within weeks. So that's just a little bit about that, and it has what THC is really good for.
Tell us a little bit about THC.
What it's good for. The THCA is good for relieves pain, reducing vomiting and nausea.
You don't heat it. You don't.
Right. This is if you eat it. Like, I guess right after it's picked.
Eat it. Don't heat
fresh.
It. There you go.
This is the fresh part that they're talking about when juicing with it.
Okay.
Reduces inflammation, aids with sleep, inhibits cancer cell growth, suppresses muscle spasms. THCA has been shown to both improve and potentiate suppress the immune system function.
Hmm.
And it slows damages to the nervous system and brain.
Oh, there you go. Now,
so
there's a lot of
fresh,
out there that
like right after you pick it, like eating the leaves or anything.
Juice it up.
Yeah.
And
fresh,
you know what?
Bud.
You can. I wonder how much of the quality of that remains when you allow it to cure and dry properly, and then you can actually grind it and put it in capsules just raw, I mean just whole, as a whole herb, and take the capsules as an herb, a whole herb, instead of smoking or cooking or changing it in any form.
Right.
So you can juice it and you can eat it. You can consume it dry.
As long as you're getting it into your system.
Get it in your system. It's a good thing to get in your system.
If you don't want to smoke it, then eat it.
Yeah. Well, and this is what we were talking about. So when you change THCA to THC, that's where you get your quote-unquote high. That's where it becomes psychoactive.
Mm-hmm.
So Washington State is imposing marijuana-infused edible rules. Washington lawmakers have recently stated that they will permit recreational marijuana dispensaries to sell marijuana-infused brownies, cakes, and other miscellaneous baked goods, but they will not allow them to be sold in candy form, lollipops, gummy bears, jelly beans, etc., which could potentially entice children. I don't know. As a kid, I really liked my mom's brownies.
I think that's an okay.
Well,
I think it's okay. There's plenty of other ways.
The brownies were to die for. I really wasn't going after the gummy bears. I wanted her baked goods. So you got to look at what kids like. Everything. Recreational marijuana clubs in Washington opened their doors to the public July 8th. And the guidelines for how marijuana-infused edibles are required to be packaged was released less than 2 weeks later. The Liquor Control Board of Washington was placed in charge of overseeing the program.
Oh, so you know they're going to be strict.
Their main concern is that they don't want anything floating around that might appeal to children. Specific items being banned will include gummy bears, jelly beans, suckers, and some other types of candy. Hopeful manufacturers must also adhere to certain guidelines in order for their product to even be considered. They must be able to show that the THC is spread out evenly amongst the product to ensure that all the edibles contain a uniform amount of potency. In other words, they want to be sure that one brownie doesn't get you drastically higher than another. All right.
It's important.
Okay.
Well,
we want uniformity. You want simplicity. You don't go to Rite Aid and Tylenol is like 250 milligrams one day and 247 the next. You're like, oh, dang it.
One cookie does something to you, the next one just totally floors you.
Right. You don't want that.
No.
You need consistency. And that's, you know, that makes it more medicinal. So you can, you know, rely consistently on your one bite of brownie or two bites of a cookie or whatever helps you get through your day without pain. Right?
Titrating.
Yes. That's time release. What you got?
Well, I just was going to talk about there's an International Cannabis Business Conference coming up in Portland, Oregon, September 13th and September 14th. In Portland, I know there's
there.
A lot of people that we know.
Our Dougie's going.
Steve D'Angelo will be there.
Dougie. Fresh. All right. Ed Rosenthal.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Congressman Earl Blumenbauer. Is that what it says? I can't read your computer. You're too far away. You have to read it. Anyway, tell us about the business conference.
So this is going to be coming up, like I said, September 13th through and 14th.
Yeah.
You heard some of the speakers that are going to be there.
Well,
we mumbled out.
Tell us what it's about.
So.
Read up on it. Give us an insight. Tell us a story. Share your thoughts.
The speakers. So they've proudly to bring together knowledgeable and inspirational speakers who are unlike to see in any other cannabis-related conference. We have scoured the globe to find speakers that will provide valuable information about various cannabis fields, from activism to law to politics and business, including professionals, not necessarily through to that you will be armed with tools and tips that will assist you with your cannabis business and any other ventures you may want to attempt. Also, don't miss out on our speakers luncheon, which will provide you with an opportunity to really engage with the speakers and continue your knowledge on site. It's really nice. I know when they did...
That's awesome.
When they did the Patients Out of Time here in Tucson, that was really nice because you do meet a lot of people, and it brings people out of the woodwork that you wouldn't normally get to meet if you were out and about.
Yeah.
And it puts you in front of a lot of different places and people who have been doing this for quite a long time and know the history of this plant, and which is really important.
Yeah, it is important. So this is a great conference. There's still tickets available, and it's going to be at the Portland Ballroom at the Oregon Convention Center, and that's September 13th and 14th. So if you're into the business or you want to get in the business, go check it out. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about D.C. earlier, and D.C. marijuana decriminalization law takes effect. A remarkable marijuana decriminalization law has gone into effect in Washington, D.C. The new law will hopefully help to end D.C.'s excessive racial profiling drug-related, particularly marijuana, arrests. The district has replaced jail time with a simple $25 fine for any person found to be in possession of an ounce or less of marijuana. Grant Smith with the Drug Policy Alliance put it best when he said, "We are hopeful that marijuana decriminalization will reduce excessive racial disparities in the enforcement of D.C.'s marijuana laws." And they're definitely on the right track. The $25 fine is the lowest out of all the states in the U.S. that have chosen to implement a fine in the place of jail time for people caught with personal amounts of marijuana. They have also taken a massive stride by putting an end to the stop and frisk laws that unfairly targeted minorities, as well as prohibiting using the smell of marijuana as probable cause to search. This is an exciting time in our nation's capital, where voters will have the opportunity to decide whether the District of Columbia will become the third state to legalize marijuana for recreational use this November. Hello, folks. This is our nation's capital. Seriously?
They're talking about it.
Come on, Obama. Oh, now I just feel like throwing the pot song on again. Here's a smoke weed. Oh, man. All right. There you have it. You go to D.C., caught with an ounce or less, it's a $25 fine. If they even bother to give it to you.
Right.
Seriously, if they're going to waste their 20 minutes,
Like a parking ticket or something.
Yeah, just another parking ticket. And seriously, if you're not, if you're less than a parking ticket, way less. And it's way less even the metered parking tickets. You could go stand in a metered spot and get a bigger parking ticket for your car not having the quarters in the thing than for you standing there smoking pot in it.
In our nation's capital.
In our nation's capital.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. But you know what? We found this at azmarijuana.com, one of our wonderful supporters. We love them. They have tumbleweed news and specials up on their website and all sorts of fun things you can check out. That's where I got a lot of the news. They've got, if you go to their doctor's section, you can find out where Tumbleweed Health Center is at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Come down and get certified. The least expensive place in Tucson. Almost all of Arizona, but I think there's some spots in Phoenix that do it for a little cheaper. But that's all right. They're way up there. They've got 4,000 centers. So come down to 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. $85 to get certified. $65 renewals. And next year, the state of Arizona is hopefully going to give more discounts to veterans and people with that are on Social Security or disability. So it looks like they'll hopefully get a discount. And also next year, it looks like that as the crow fly rules will take into effect, so it's not as the crow flies anymore. They're letting the crow go. They're letting the crow fly away, and it's just 25 miles. So that's going to open up a few more houses for people to grow in those remote areas of Arizona. Like, oh, I don't know, man.
Somewhere in Arizona.
Yeah. I don't even think Lake Havasu. I think they probably got...
I remember being into tumbleweeds the other day, and there was a woman that was asking, "Is there a dispensary in
where was she?
Was it Page or somewhere up north?"
They're everywhere nowadays.
But
well,
she didn't have anything there in her little town, and the closest one to her was, of course, Phoenix.
Oh, yes, you're right. That was way far away. I don't remember.
It was really far away for her.
That was. So, if you're way far away.
If you're way far away, take advantage of what you got.
Yeah, I think it's like 4% less.
Learn the skills.
Maybe it's going to be 4.5 now with the rules being thrown out the window.
Right.
I'm not really sure, but I doubt it.
You know, I was handing out some culture magazines the other day.
Aren't those awesome?
And people got really excited because they're like, oh, Arizona has their own cannabis? I said, yes, we have our own cannabis magazine. And there's lots of information on here that just kind of directly is related to everything in Arizona that's happening.
Well, and with our new oil slick accessories, there's an awesome article that you can check out on page 22 about they're talking about extraction rules. Page before that talks all about vaporizing. It's a great magazine. You should check it out. It comes out every month. And they're not blocking their Cannabis Lifestyle Magazine title anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, way to come out of the cannabis closet.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was an article in there. Arizona may get protection from the feds. Did we ever find that or read that? I don't know. We'll look it up. But you should definitely come down. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. What's going on? What is this? July 23rd. At the end of August, there's a huge, there's a huge marijuana festival at the end of August. We'll tell you more about that as the details come up, but just keep in mind there's a Tucson marijuana festival happening.
That's awesome.
The streetcar is free to ride this weekend. Yay for the streetcar. If you're in Arizona and Tucson, come down and show some support. You know, this could be a good thing. People are talking about traffic and this and that and pollution and smog and saving the environment, and this could do a little bit of all of that. And you can support your local community doing so. Tucson wants to remain a small town. They're going to try and do it with a streetcar. So why not go take a free ride? And I was going to say bring your vaporizer, but I don't know if they allow that.
No.
Yeah, and in fact, the University of Arizona is getting ready to nix all e-pens and e-things of all kinds. They're getting, because you never know who's dabbing up in class. I mean, hello, we've got these nifty new little pens here that do, we've got a nifty new SkyCloud pen that does e-liquids, dry tobaccos, and concentrate. So you can put anything in this, and it's awesome. It's $99 just down here at Tumbleweeds Health Center. It's beautiful. It's slick. It looks like just a fancy little pen, like a regular pen you could stick in your little coat pocket.
Yeah, you would never know. It's very discreet.
Very discreet.
And very fancy.
It is fancy. And very easy to use, and it works. Okay.
We actually read that.
Did we read that one? About pressing the states from the feds? All right, well, I wasn't for sure. There's so many things we read about each week. There's just so much going on in the world with cannabis, Uruguay. Although, what did I read about Uruguay? they're going to wait until 2015 to enact their cannabis laws. People are, they're starting their rules, and I think they're waiting a little bit to kind of see what other people are doing, and then they're setting forward. It's kind of sad, though, because with the PTSD that just got approved here in Arizona, we've got patients coming in with their records for PTSD, and we can't certify them yet until next January. So that's a long time to wait when you're going through, you know, problems like that. You one day can feel like 100 years. And
just a little bit.
So we're lucky to have it. You know, we talk about how grateful we are to have the program at any rate.
Yeah. Well, but, I thought this one.
Oh, this is great.
This is great. How great is it, though?
It's so great.
So it says, why weed the vegetable?
What?
All right.
And I guess in not
the
so many terms of it being a vegetable, but being something that's plump, you know,
it's a
I
fruit,
mean,
though.
It's a
fruit. It
it's
bears
a flowerish
fruit.
Fruit.
It's a fruit-bearing plant.
Yeah. And it
says... And it produces seeds.
Right.
And it produces
seeds,
seed, so technically...
It's a fruit. Why
we'll
is it,
go
yes,
with the,
it is a vegetable.
We'll go with that for now. Read it.
How
read,
can
read
I benefit from juicing raw cannabis? Even if you are otherwise healthy, you can still benefit from juicing raw cannabis. Here's seven reasons why introducing it to your daily health regime may be a good idea. Raw cannabis will help boost your energy. Raw cannabis is loaded with antioxidants.
Holy cow.
Juice raw cannabis provides a concentrated source of essential nutrients. Raw cannabis provides the perfect balance of omega-3 and omega-6. Raw cannabis is an anti-inflammatory and is not psychoactive, and is a complete protein.
Wow. It's a complete protein for all you vegans and veggies out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You should be able to still pick it off and put
and
it
you
in
know
your
what?
Juicer.
You know what? When I juice cannabis, I have found that it really, it's almost too energetic for me. It's almost why I like indicas in the morning. There's so much energy from juicing cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really, really great if you have any challenges with being tired or lethargic or
and
anything.
And see, this is where, and they go into juicing considerations. If you live in a state where you have legal access to fresh, raw cannabis,
right,
or can grow your own, Dr. Courtney recommends the following.
Yes.
Use the fresh and clean bloods and leaves only.
Wait, say that again?
Use fresh and clean buds and leaves only.
Okay.
Organic is best. Do not use cannabis that has been dried. Use 15 leaves and 2 large buds per day. Wow. That's
oh,
a lot.
15 leaves
uh-huh.
and 2 large buds a day.
Mix other
that's
vegetables such as carrots to cut the bitterness. Try 1 part cannabis juice to 10 parts carrot juice to divide up into 3 servings and take before each meal.
Ah. Excellent. Yeah, it's really energetic. It's
we're gonna start seeing that. There's
gonna
start being juices
yeah.
made from the raw cannabis, and you're gonna see them out because then you're gonna know that who's
yeah.
It's you'll
just
be able to. You'll see it in
it's
like different smoothie drinks
it's,
and.
It's the part about consuming the whole plant we talk about that's
mm-hmm.
so wonderful for you. You know, when you start burning it. When you start cooking it, when you start smoking and vaporizing it, you are compromising a little bit. So, you know, instead of doing that, juice it. And Dr. Lester Grinspoon, who's 86 years old now, he does it in the capsule form as well as, I think he smokes some joints here and there for his enhancement, is what he calls it. But, wow, it's Weed Day Wednesday, and that's about it. We've got about a minute
what
left
a morning.
Of our show. I know, what a great morning. We'd like to thank... Josh from Oil Slick for coming
thanks,
on.
Thanks, Josh.
Oilslick
we like to have you back on again. I think we have some more questions that we kind of came up with.
Yeah, we always do that. We'll come up with more. But check oilslickpad.com for more of their accessories. You can see what they look like because you can come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, and you can purchase some of those. They're awesome. Come check them out. All sorts of fun, fruity flavors. All
we
right,
also got
colors,
some,
not
flavors. We also got some...
Oh, my goodness.
I am really out of
it. You are so out of it, Cannabis Kids. You need to juice some cannabis. What do we have, Holy Smokes for
yes,
us?
Holy Smokes.
Holy Smokes. Organic herbs and spices. They go so well.
Condiments
they,
for
yeah,
your cannabis.
Cannabis condiments. They go well with your your cannabis. Yeah.
Woo.
You need a little.
Yeah, some
juicing.
Stuff to help you de-stress.
Yeah, to calm down. Focus,
calm down. Sleep.
Focus. Yeah, maybe you need a little sleep and focus. So come down and check those out. We've got a whole new selection of vaporizers. They're really awesome. We've got the Cloud V. We've got Sky Cloud. We've got PAX. We've got the Indica.
The Magic Flight.
Magic Flight. We've got some beautiful Magic Flight. Some different wood boxes. I think there's a walnut and a cherry. It's a little more expensive, but just absolutely beautiful. You should come check them out. Lots on sale down here.
Well, you've got the V-Hit Glacier, which is...
The what?
The V-Hit Glacier, which it goes right on top of your 11-amp pin.
No idea what he's talking about.
The globe, your concentrate.
Thank you. Let's start talking English so our listeners can understand. We have concentrate globes. I'm just teasing. He's so out of it. He's throwing stuff out there. I don't even get it. I'm just joking with him. We have globes for your concentrate pens, for your e-pens. You can come down and get some globes, and you can put your waxes and oils and herbs and shatters and butters and dabs and dibs and dudes and all that stuff.
All
in
your
there. I don't
yabba-dabba-doo.
Yabba-yabba-dabba-doo. We would also, let's get to our thinking here. Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, AZMarijuana.com, Culture Magazine, Tumbleweeds Health Center, Studio C, Space King, Tech Guy, Cannabis Kid.
Don't star.
We love all you guys. Thank
yeah.
you for
what
being here for, yeah, what
great.
A great and awesome morning. Thank you being,
being
for
great.
Being here for Weed Day Wednesday.
I'll be back on track next week.
We hope so. We hope so. In the meantime, always remember...
Be smart.
Be safe.
And
educate. Woo-hoo. Have a wonderful week day, folks.